Concerned there might be an uncontested race for a rare opening for a state Senate seat in Western Massachusetts quickly evaporated this week. In the wake of the resignation of Stan Rosenberg, at least four people are now running to succeed the Amherst Democrat. Politics abhors a vacuum, so when a longtime incumbent surrenders a seat, it typically sets off a scramble by ambitious politicians, activists, and idealists looking to climb up the career ladder or make a mark in public service. Look no further than the 1st Franklin District in the Massachusetts House of Representatives, where eight Democrats are running to succeed State Representative Stephen Kulik, who is retiring after a quarter century representing the rural district on Beacon Hill. When Ellen Story retired after 25 years in the House, six Democrats ran in 2016 for the Amherst-based seat. But Rosenberg's resignation, the result of a devastating ethics investigation into abuses allegedly committed by his husband, came 3 days after it was too late to file nomination papers to run for the seat. Prior to Rosenberg's downfall, only one person, Chelsea Klein, an activist from Northampton, had launched a campaign to challenge the 27-year incumbent. Now, she is left as the only candidate whose name will be on the September primary ballot.
I would say to anyone that's thinking of running, I mean, come on in, the water is just fine. But I'm going to continue to run a very strong campaign, and I'm going to keep talking to voters.
Concerned, however, about the potential for an uncontested race, Northampton Mayor David Narkowitz appealed to legislative leaders for a two-week extension of the filing deadline for candidates, but to no avail.
But at this point, there's no recourse, and so, you know, we have to move forward and go with the process that's in place right now.
Three people say they will mount write-in campaigns to try to secure the Democratic nomination in the Hampshire, Franklin, and Worcester Senate district. Two of the candidates, Stephen Connor and Ryan O'Donnell, had been running in another race. Both were candidates for the 1st Hampshire District House seat that had been held by the late Peter Cocott. Connor, a Northampton native and longtime Veterans Services Director, said switching races just made sense to him.
So I really had to think about it, and it felt emotionally really important for me to be with the people that I've been with, the families that I've served, from both Amherst and into Franklin County and Greenfield.
O'Donnell, the Northampton City Council president, said he is undaunted by the logistical challenge of a write-in campaign in a district made up of 24 municipalities.
The political risks to me are less than the democratic risks of not having an election for state senate. You know, we haven't really had a contested election for this office for many, many years.
Dave Murphy, an attorney in eastern Massachusetts and a former legislative aide to U.S. Senator Ted Kennedy, told the Daily Hampshire Gazette he is planning to move back to Amherst, where he last lived in the 1990s, to run for Rosenberg's former Senate seat as a write-in candidate. Springfield-based political consultant Tony Signoli, who has managed 11 write-in campaigns in western Massachusetts during the last 30 years, said it is not as difficult as some make it out to be.
And if you've got good ward captains, good campaign manager who's got someone in place in each one of those cities and towns who's running that town for them and is responsible for getting out the vote and making sure that voters know how they go about voting for you, it can be done.
Another reason why a write-in candidate could succeed, according to Signoli, is the demographics of the district.
It's highly educated, highly activated. These are folks that are very, very, very engaged.
In order to win the Democratic nomination, a write-in candidate must have a minimum of 300 votes. A Republican or independent could also qualify to appear on the November ballot for the Senate seat with a winning write-in campaign that surpasses the 300-vote threshold. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.